welcome to another episode of Beyond the Verses. Thank you once again for joining in and for listening. Merry Christmas in advance. I don't know about you guys, but at my house, our Christmas decorations are already up, our tree is up, and we're definitely feeling the festive season over here. And I hope that Christmas preparations are going well in your homes. Today I'm not going to take too much of your time. I just wanted to share something that I think is pertinent information that someone out there needs to hear. We're getting to the end of the year, or we're already at the end of the year. We're in the last month of 2021, and I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've been experiencing a season of drought. I think burnout, just mental exhaustion, and I'm sure there are many people that may be feeling the same way. And the reason why I brought this up was because there was a brief period a few weeks ago, and even now actually, but I think now I'm getting better. But then it was a lot more difficult to pray. Bible study was nearly impossible. Even if I would do it, I was just doing it because I wanted to tell myself that I did it, not necessarily because I felt or I was enjoying it or that I was even getting anything from it. And I felt really off balance. I knew that there was something off, you know, when as a Christian, when you know that reading the word and prayer are essential. You need to feed your spirit, man, the same way we need to eat food every day so that we have energy to do things that we need to do in the physical. So we need to also feed our spiritual side. And so I felt very off because I wasn't feeding my spirit, man. And I started to beat myself up about it, and I felt very guilty, and I started having thoughts in my head that the enemy would plant, you know, trying to discourage me and let me know that, you know, I have a Christian podcast and yet I'm struggling with reading my Bible. Like, what makes me feel like I'm qualified to do this? I can't even, you know, maintain a regular schedule, blah, 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 all of those things. Things that were just trying to discourage me from going to God in prayer even further. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I felt the Holy Spirit remind me at some point. And he said, the fact that you are feeling this conviction inside of you, there is a sorrow in your heart because you know that something is off, because you haven't been talking with me lately. That is a sign that you are in alignment with me. That is a sign that you are walking with me. That is a sign that you are obedient to me, because you can still hear my voice. And I thought back, when I started thinking back, and I realized that yes, actually a few years ago, I could have gone 6-7 months without opening my Bible, apart from Sundays, and I would have been perfectly okay. But now, just a few days, you know, and my life was just off balance. And the Holy Spirit was reminding me or showing me that, look, you've become so, you're learning how to rely on me and how to depend on me and to depend on the word of God for your food, you know. Like Jesus said, when the devil was trying to tempt him in the wilderness, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that comes from the mouth of God. So you're learning to depend on the word of God for your sustenance. And when you aren't feeding yourself with the word of God, there is an imbalance in your everyday functionality. And I just realized that there might be many people that might be feeling that way right now, feeling like they are letting God down, feeling like they aren't doing their best as Christians, feeling like they are not good Christians, quote unquote, because they haven't read their Bible as much as they need to, or they aren't spending hours in the place of prayer, or whatever the case may be. And I just want to encourage you that the fact that you feel that conviction, the fact that you feel that sorrow inside your heart, is a good sign that you are walking with God. It is a marker of true Christianity, because it shows that you need God. And the fact that you know you haven't been communing with him, it's affecting your life. So you're sensitive in the spirit. And I would just encourage you that all you need to do is just go back to God in prayer. Go pour out your heart to him, journal, read the word, just get back into it. Because the further or the longer you spend away, the easier it would be for the enemy to discourage you from even ever going back. And so I just want to read Psalm 51 verse 17 for us. because it was something that really spoke to me. Excuse me, sorry, I have a cold. It was something that really spoke to me today when I found it. And it says, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise." And so God will never turn you away when you come with a repentant heart. God will never say, "Go away, you didn't read, you didn't study my word today, you didn't pray to me today, so I don't want you to come anywhere near you, to come anywhere near me." The thing is, God is always with us. God is inside of us. He has given us his spirit that is indwelling in our bodies, that are holy temples. And so he is never far away. Anytime we feel like God is far away from us, it's not because he has moved anywhere, but it's because we just haven't been maintaining that daily communication with him. And so all you need to do is just go right back into it. It's not about what you do for God. Don't focus on trying to do things to get right with him, volunteering more at church or whatever the case may be. Focus more on those things that help to build intimacy, that quiet time that you have with him daily. Go back to doing that. Go and try and maintain maintain a regular schedule. Even if you feel like, oh, you must spend 2 hours and that day you didn't spend up to 2 hours, that's okay. Just spend time with God. Spend time with God. Don't stay too far away from him. And I hope that the Bible says that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. I think that's what it says. I'm paraphrasing, but you know, it's not just about starting out well, because many Christians start out well in their Christian walk, but they don't necessarily end well. So my prayer for every single one of us is that even as this year is rounding off and as we're about to enter into a new year, that we would not only start the year well, but that we would finish well. We would not just start our Christian journey well, but that we would finish well and we would finish strong. Everybody goes through seasons of spiritual, just being on fire for God, and also seasons of spiritual drought. That is normal. But in those seasons of spiritual drought, make sure that you are holding on to God. Don't rely on the world, or don't rely on yourself, or just hold on to God. Be honest with him in the place of prayer. If you have someone that you're accountable to, speak to that person. Study the word. Tell your friends. Let your friends pray for you. I hope that we are all encouraged, and I hope that somebody hears this and is reminded that they have grown in God. They have grown in their relationship with God, even though it may not feel like it right now. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I pray that this Christmas season is going to be one that we would enjoy, and that as we prepare for 2022, that the Lord would be with us, and that we would see next year with all our family members hale and hearty in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.